Hey there, Wendy. I'm taking a look at your progression assignment. This one is really more of a practice, more of an exercise than it is an assignment, really. Lots of correct answers, not a lot of incorrect ones, lots of subjective. So what I usually do with this one is I take a look at the outlines that you've created, and I just put out some thought about where the storytelling might be strengthened or clarified. If you indeed like this technique for creating outlines of progressions and before writing song lyrics, then the idea would be you would create an outline that was doable, that would actually achievable in terms of creating lyrics that follow the storyline that you're creating here. And because of that, I would look at things like parallel structure in the A sections. For example, your A sections are going to have the same number of syllables and the same, and the same general amount of content. So I look to see, is the amount of content about the same? And are there any parallel, for example, repeated words or phrases, or is the sentence structure similar or something like that? And then in terms of the B sections, I look for a flow in and out of the B, sometimes with some sort of linking or connective words, like therefore, but, and so, things like that, to help me see the flow of the in and out of that B section, which it can be a diversion from those A sections. So just a few things to think about. Anyway, what you have here is a time progression with present, past, future. You've given up on your dreams and it makes me love you less. When we met in college, you had such huge plans for your future. Your belief in yourself inspired me to believe in myself, and now I don't believe in either of us. I know you can be the man I fell in love with. It isn't too late. Okay. So the suggestion I would have to strengthen this is that epiphany where the character thinks, I don't believe in either of us, and then says, but it isn't too late and I know you can be that man again. That decision, that there's some clarity missing there for me. How does that decision turn? That could be clarified. I would love it if if you set up the time progression more clearly in your first A, by saying something like recently or in the past few weeks or something that clarifies that you're starting off with the present and then going to the past, when we met in college. So, and that gives me that sort of parallel structure. In the past few weeks, it seems you've given up on your dreams, which makes me love you less. When we met in college, you had such huge plans for your future. And then the last A could be something, again, to give you that parallel structure. The last A could be something like, but I have a picture in my mind of our future, and I still know you could be the man, you can be the man I fell in love with again. It's not too late. So that would give you like a really clear present, past, future. And also like, that sort of, but I know, but I have a feeling of that sort of that, but is what I'm missing. Your belief is, and now I don't believe in either of us, and I'm missing the but. I'm missing the but. Does that make sense? So looking down at thesis number two, which is you have a problem examination solution. I didn't get that promotion again. This is the third time I've been passed over, even though I'm the most qualified, and I know it's because people in this office hate me. If they only knew the real me, they would like me. Maybe I should have a dinner party about my coworkers. Okay, so this is, for me, is a much clearer progression, and you have the sort of linking words that I was hoping for. If they knew, maybe I should, you have those words that I was looking for. The only thing that I could suggest is that this first A, I didn't get that promotion again, is a very little content, whereas the other A's have a lot more content. So you might want to put some of what's in that second, in that second A, you might want to put some of that into the first A. Like, I didn't get that promotion again, and this is the third time. Might be the first A. And the second one might be, I'm the most qualified, and I know it's because people, I was passed over though I'm the most qualified, and I know it's because people hate me. If they don't, you see what I mean? So you could make those A's have more similar amount of content. And then in your last one, it's a pronoun progression, I, you, and then us or him, her. I always wanted a dog. I always wanted a dog and dreamed about taking it to the park. But you go completely insane whenever we get there. It's embarrassing for me to have to constantly apologize to the owners of the little dogs you trample. If things don't change, we can't go to the dog park anymore. Okay, great. So this one's quite clear, and it starts off presenting this, I needed this, you, the I and the you is all very clear there. And so this, I think this progression, it is very clear to me, and it comes to a clear conclusion, which makes sense based on the discussion. So anyway, a lot of talk for something that's just really more about practicing this sort of thing. And I'm going to take a look at your next assignment.